Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, March 28th. Currently with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is southwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05. The dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 28 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. In Garden City, three people were arrested Sunday for their involvement in an aggravated assault. JP Bizet has more.
Jasmine Loya, Jesus Loya, and Jose Briculet, all in their mid-20s, are facing charges after four kids played a prank at J&J Mobile Mechanic. After the gag, the employees allegedly threatened the kids with guns, took their stuff, and made other threats. The three are facing charges for assault, kidnapping, robbery, threats, and more. Luckily, nobody got hurt. The cops are still investigating.
The Kansas Supreme Court is accepting public comment on proposed updates to child support guidelines that took effect January 1st. The Supreme Court will accept comment through an online survey until April 26th. The updates include revising the equal parenting time formula and renaming it the direct expense formula. Other updates include technical cleanup. A strike-through version of the guidelines with a table that lists proposed updates is on the child support guidelines webpage on the Kansas Judicial Branch website. Input through April 26th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle: hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Gold Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to three additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Senate has voted to approve a conference committee report for a bill banning gender transition treatments for minors. The Senate voted 27-13 to approve the plan on Wednesday, forwarding it to the governor's desk. In addition to banning doctors from providing gender transition treatments to minors, the bill would also allow for a civil cause of action against doctors providing treatments. And under the plan, doctors could also lose their licenses if they perform any treatments listed in the bill. Governor Kelly has vetoed similar measures in the past, though Wednesday's vote indicates the Senate has the number of votes needed to override a veto if one comes down. The House voted 80-40 to adopt the conference committee report earlier in the day, and that's four votes shy of the 84 votes needed to override a veto in the House. However, four Republicans were also absent from the floor at the time of the vote. The Kansas Corporation Commission wants to remind utility customers that there are two important dates coming up that they should be aware of. First, the deadline to apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, known as LEAP, is tomorrow, Friday, March 29th. LEAP is a federally funded program administered by the Kansas Department of Children and Families, and LEAP applications must be received by the Kansas Department for Children and Families office by 5 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, March 29th. In addition, the cold weather rule will end on Sunday, March 31st. The cold weather rule protects residential customers served by the Kansas Corporation Commission regulated utilities from disconnection when temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees. When the cold weather rule is in effect, regulated utilities are also required to offer a 12-month payment plan upon request, even if a previous payment plan has been broken. When that protection ends on Sunday, failure to make arrangements or failure to adhere to an already established payment plan could result in disconnection. It's important to note that the Kansas Corporation Commission does not regulate co-ops or municipal utilities, although many of these utilities also offer a cold weather payment plan. To find out more about utility assistance programs and the payment plans, you can contact your utility or the KCC Consumer Protection Office at 800-662-0027. Another bill bound for the governor's desk would increase criminal and financial penalties for people who injure or kill a police dog or horse. House Bill 2583, given final approval Wednesday by 25-15 Senate vote, would make inflicting harm on law enforcement dogs or horses a felony punishable by a minimum of 90 days in jail and a minimum fine of $10,000. Kansas statute currently requires a minimum of 30 days in jail and a fine of more than $500 and less than $5,000 for this crime. In addition, the House bill would make the perpetrator who harmed or killed a police horse or dog responsible for restitution to the law enforcement agency, such as paying for the injured animal's medical treatment, as well as funeral expenses if the animal dies, and the cost of replacing and training a new animal. House lawmakers approved the bill 107-4 in early February, and the bill now goes to Governor Kelly. Tax cuts are on the minds of Kansas lawmakers this election year, so on Wednesday in Topeka, the Kansas House unanimously passed a bill to provide income and property tax cuts, but it's far from a done deal. The next step is for the Senate and House to reach a compromise, as some big differences remain in their tax cut proposals. Leadership in the House hopes their version can pass and gain the governor's approval. House Republicans and Democrats reached a unanimous agreement on a tax package with a $1.2 billion impact on the state's budget over the next 3 years. The House plan scraps the idea of a flat tax or a single income tax rate, which Governor Kelly vetoed earlier this year. Instead, the bill introduced a dual-rate state income tax system. Those making $7,000 and less would pay no state income tax. The middle tier would be at a rate of 5.2%, and everyone making more than $30,000 would be taxed at a rate of 5.65%. Property taxes are a key feature of the House bill. The levy used to fund public schools would decrease to 18 mils, and the residential exemption for this calculation of state property taxes would increase to $100,000. The House bill would need to be worked out with the Kansas Senate, which still includes a flat tax plan in its latest version of a tax bill. In Nebraska news, the Harlan County Sheriff's Office is investigating after an Alma movie theater reported that funds were mishandled by a volunteer board member. The Parrot Theater in Alma posted on its Facebook page that it discovered the mishandled funds, conducted an internal investigation, and turned over its findings to the Sheriff's Office. The theater said after discovering the mishandled funds, it immediately implemented financial controls and oversight measures to prevent future incidents like this. The Sheriff's Office confirmed in its investigating, but said that it was up to County Attorney Melody Bellamy as to whether charges will be filed in the case. Court records do not list any charges filed in the case as of Wednesday morning. Grand Island police reported that a porch pirate stole over $6,000 worth of medicine on Tuesday in Grand Island. Just before 2 p.m., Shane Draper grabbed a package of prescriptions valued at $6,552 from a front porch near Vine Street and Meves Avenue. The resident of the home saw Draper steal the package on a Ring doorbell camera, and officers found Draper two blocks away with the package in his hands. Police said Draper was confrontational and resisted arrest. However, officers eventually brought him to the ground and placed him in double-locked handcuffs. He was arrested on suspicion of felony theft, resisting arrest, and obstructing a police officer. Lincoln police reported that a Lincoln couple lost over $20,000 in a fraud scheme involving a person posing as their grandson's lawyer. At around 11:15 a.m. on Tuesday, an 86-year-old man and an 89-year-old woman reported the scam to the Lincoln Police Department, saying they had received a call from someone claiming to be their grandson who attends the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The caller told them that he had gotten into a crash and was being cited for it, and shortly after, the couple got a call from someone posing as their grandson's lawyer. The person acting as a lawyer said the couple must pay $23,000 to get their grandson out of jail, so the couple withdrew the cash and gave it to a courier. However, after receiving more calls on Tuesday, the couple realized that it was a scam. Anyone with information is asked to call police at 402-441-6000 or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. Police want to remind the public to please have conversations with your elderly loved ones about these types of scams and to always verify the identity of anyone claiming to be a family member or from a financial or legal institution. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Drive to Zero Coalition, along with the Kansas Department of Transportation, urges drivers to always put safety first and ditch distractions, as inattention is the main cause of motor vehicle crashes. And preliminary 2023 data for Kansas shows 102 people died and more than 450 people were injured in crashes due to distracted driving. Distracted Driving Awareness Month, which takes place in April, focuses on raising awareness and educating motorists to increase safety on roadways. During April, Kansas motorists will hear and see more distracted driving safety messages, and increased law enforcement will remind drivers any distraction, including texting, is unsafe, unnecessary, and illegal. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, stated that distracted driving for any reason is dangerous and puts others at risk, because as soon as your eyes leave the road and your hands leave the steering wheel, focus on driving is gone, and this results in no time to safely react to traffic hazards. Herman said distractions include eating, sipping a beverage, turning attention to a child in the back seat, and texting. Research by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows drivers aged 18 to 34 represent the most distracted drivers, namely due to cell phone use. In addition, the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety reports mental distractions can last up to 27 seconds after using voice commands on cars, changing music, or using phones. Drivers are encouraged to develop safe driving habits that include to put their phone away and out of reach, activate the phone's Do Not Disturb feature, avoid adjusting the radio or handling food and other items that take your hands off the wheel, have passengers oversee navigation information and all phones, and if needed, pull over at a safe location to handle things. For more information about the distracted driving, you can visit nhtsa.gov. Fort Hays State University has announced the launch of its new family portal in partnership with Campus ESP, and this innovative platform aims to enhance parent involvement, foster communication, and empower families to actively support their students' educational journey. Research consistently shows that engaged parents play a pivotal role in student success, as whether helping with college decisions, providing emotional support, or staying informed about campus life, parents significantly impact their students' enrollment, retention, and overall well-being. The Fort Hays State University Family Portal offers a comprehensive suite of features designed to keep parents informed, connected, and engaged. That includes personalized information where parents receive timely updates tailored to the students' needs, customizable experience where family members can choose their areas of interest, whether financial aid, athletes, or resources for out-of-state students, event calendars and resources, and easy sign-up. While the portal offers valuable information, families seeking specific student-related data, such as financial details, current classes, and grades, will still need to complete a third-party access. To learn more, you can visit fhsu.edu. The Supreme Court will accept comment through an online survey until 5 p.m. on Friday, April 26th, for child support guidelines. And a strike-through version of the guidelines with a table that lists proposed updates is on the Child Support Guidelines webpage on the Kansas Judicial Branch website. The updates are proposed by the Kansas Child Support Guidelines Advisory Committee, and these include revising the Equal Parenting Time Formula and renaming it the Direct Expense Formula, and other updates include technical cleanup. The committee proposed updates in 2023 that were adopted by the Supreme Court to take effect January 1, 2024, and the updates open for public comment make changes to guidelines that took effect on January 1st. Every 4 years, the Kansas Child Support Guidelines Advisory Committee reviews Kansas Child Support Guidelines to ensure the roughly $35 million that parents pay in support each month is equitable and appropriate for the day-to-day essential needs of the children they support. The online survey is available at surveymonkey.com. Memorial services for Ed Dean, 92, will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, April 5th at the Jennings United Methodist Church, and interment will follow in the Jennings Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital or the Jennings United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be sent for the family at plummergopper.com. Funeral services for Alberta Guile, 87 of Almena, will be held at 2 p.m. today, Thursday, March 28th, at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will follow in the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left for the family at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having sloppy joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, and peaches. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be taco burrito, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be country fried steak, roll, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 68 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 34 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 66 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become north in the afternoon. And on Friday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly sunny with the high near 59. On Easter Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 67. On Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 53 and breezy. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 55 and breezy. And on Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 68. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is southwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05, the dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 28 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steele help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steele zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steele. Find yours at steeleusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa, CU Money, reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Plee. It's opening day across Major League Baseball, and MLB Network's John Morsi joined MLB Central yesterday and gave his prediction for AL Cy Young Award winner.
Cole Reagan's Kansas City Royals. I'm all about the Midwest here in this segment, Lauren. I've got the Tigers winning the division and a Kansas City Royals left-hander, Cole Reagan's winning the Cy Young. He was a revelation for KC once he came over at the deadline. Theo DeRosa, our colleague at MLB.com, great name, by the way. Theo wrote about how Reagan's fastball velo went up 4 miles per hour year over year. And he also added a slider last year once he arrived to the Kansas City Royals. So you think about the great lineage of Royals, Cy Young winners, Saberhagen, Greinke. I think that Cole Reagan's finds a way to add his name to that list this season.
The Royals open the season at home today at 3:10, taking on the Twins with Reagan's on the mound. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
With the first round pick for Medicare supplement coverage, Sophia selects Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas.
Wow, that's a great pick and a perfect fit for her. They've been one of the top performing customer service teams in America for years, and they are good at what they do. Getting her the answers she needs, supporting the care she deserves, and they make it look easy. For affordable Medicare supplement insurance plans backed by the Kansas-based customer service you expect, call Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas at 866-301-7644 or visit bcbsks.com/selection. That's bcbsks.com/selection. Underwritten by Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas Solutions. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. For costs and details of coverage, including exclusions, reductions, or limitations, and the terms under which the policy may be continued in force, call or write Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas Solutions.
Are you struggling with health care bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning on Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
We have a quiet start to the day across the state as an upper-level ridge is sliding east across the central plains today. It is certainly going to be warmer with a southwest wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow, winds will be even stronger across the eastern one half of the state as the trough moves across the plains. This will also push a weak frontal boundary southward during the late afternoon and evening. A deeper trough is going to be digging across the western U.S. Saturday night into Sunday. This will lift a warm front across the state on Sunday morning. Most of central and eastern Kansas will be warm and humid with a high in the upper 70s, and the threat of severe weather increases by Monday. Cloudy in northwestern Kansas today, our high near 70. Sunny and 70 in the north central part of the state. Breezy today with a high in the upper 60s in northeast Kansas. Sunny, breezy, warmer today with a high in the low 70s in the southwest part of the state. Today's high in the upper 60s in south central Kansas. Then sunny and warmer, upper 60s as well in southeastern Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets are trickling a bit lower this morning. We do have some sizable losses in soybeans, but this is pretty much the calm before the storm. That is the release of the quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings reports at 11 o'clock this morning, Central Time. May corn is down a quarter of a penny, 426 and a half. December down a half penny, 461 and three quarters. May beans down four at 1188 and a half. November down three and a half at 1188. 580. Kansas City wheat, May down 3/4 of a penny at 577.5. July down 1.5 at 572.5. Chicago wheat, May down 0.5 at 547. July down 0.25, 562.5. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 16 points at 40,128. The dollar index up 28 cents at 104.63. Crude oil up 60 cents a barrel at 81.95. Gold higher, silver lower. This is the Kansas Ag Network.